The music world lost many great artists in 2022. It's Friday, December 30th, and this is our In Memoriam special episode of The Filter. Some deaths hit harder than others because of the circumstances, or because they were unexpected. Others were more tragic because they were results of senseless violence or accidents. And Canadians mourn too many of our own. Here's a look at some notable artists who left us this year but will live on through the music that they made. Ronnie Spector, the face of the Ronettes who had hits like Be My Baby, died on January 12th following a battle with cancer. She was 78. John Lind, the co-writer of hits like Earth, Wind & Fire's Boogie Wonderland and Madonna's Crazy For You, died on January 15th after a battle with cancer. He was 73. Meatloaf, the rocker who burst on the scene in the 1970s with Bad Outta Hell, died on January 20th from complications of COVID-19. He was 74. Ian McDonald, the founding member of King Crimson and Foreigner, died on February 9th at his home in New York City. He was 75. Taylor Hawkins, the Foo Fighters drummer, was found dead in his room at the Four Seasons Casa Medina in Bogota, Colombia on March 25th. He was 50. Bobby Riddell, the one-time pop idol who had hits like Wild One and Voler, died on April 5th following a battle with pneumonia. He was only days away from his 80th birthday. Naomi Judd, the singer who was half of country duo The Judds, took her life on April 30th after a long and public battle with mental illness. She was 76. Mickey Gilley, the country star whose many hits included his 1974 cover of Room Full of Roses, died on May 7th in Branson, Missouri. He was 86. Andy Fletcher, the keyboardist and founding member of Depeche Mode, died on May 26th. He was 60. Ronnie Hawkins, the U.S.-born musician who became a rockabilly icon in Canada, died on May 29th after a lengthy illness. He was 87. Brent Tuggle, the musician who backed acts like Fleetwood Mac and David Lee Roth on keyboards, died on June 19th after a battle with brain cancer. He was 70. Manny Charlton, the founding guitarist of Scottish rock band Nazareth, died on July 5th in Texas. He was 80. Nolan Neal, the singer who competed on The Voice and America's Got Talent, was found dead on July 18th at his home in Nashville. He was 41. Olivia Newton-John, the singer and actress, died on August 8th at her home in California after a battle with cancer. She was 73. Lamont Dozier, the singer who was one-third of the songwriting team behind Motown classics like You Can't Hurry Love and How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, died on August 8th. He was 81. Stuart Ancis, the former black metal musician of Cradle of Filth and Bastard Son, died on August 21st. He was 48. Luke Bell, the country singer, was found dead on August 26th after being reported missing days earlier. He was 32. Pat Stay, the Canadian battle rapper, was fatally stabbed in Halifax on September 4th. He was 36. PNB Rock, the rapper best known for his 2016 track Selfish, was shot and killed during a robbery at an eatery in Los Angeles on September 12th. He was 30. Coolio, best known for his 1995 hit Gangsta's Paradise, died suddenly on September 28th. He was 59. Loretta Lynn, the singer regarded most as the queen of country music, died on October 4th at a ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. She was 90. Willie Spence, last year's American Idol runner-up, died on October 11th from injuries he sustained in a car accident near Chattanooga. He was 23. Mika Ben, the Haitian singer who launched his career in Canada, died on October 15th after suffering a suspected heart attack while on stage in Paris. He was 41. Jerry Lee Lewis, the pioneering but controversial singer behind classics like Great Balls of Fire and A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, died on October 28th at his home in Mississippi. He was 87. D.H. Peligro, the musician who played drums in the punk band Dead Kennedys and briefly for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, died on October 28th in his home in Los Angeles. He was 63. Takeoff, the Migos rapper, was shot and killed in Houston in the early hours of November 1st. He was 28. Aaron Carter, the troubled singer who found early success with Aaron's Party, Come Get It, and his cover of I Want Candy, was found dead in his bathtub on November 5th. He was 34. Mimi Parker, one half of the indie rock band Low, died on November 5th after a battle with cancer. She was 55. Jeff Cook, the multi-instrumentalist and founder of the country group Alabama, died on November 8th at his home in Florida. He was 73. Keith Levine, the guitarist and founding member of The Clash and Public Images Limited, died on November 11th at his home in Norfolk, England after a battle with liver cancer. He was 65. B. Smith, the R&B singer, died on November 17th after a battle with pulmonary fibrosis. He was 28. Irene Cara, best known for recording the theme songs to Fame and Flashdance, the Grammy and Oscar-winning singer, died on November 25th at her home in Florida. She was 63. Jake Flint, the country singer who released four albums between 2016 and 2021, died in Oklahoma on November 27th, only hours after getting married. He was 37. Christine McVie, the English singer and musician who joined Fleetwood Mac in 1970, died on November 30th following an undisclosed illness. She was 79. Jet Black, the drummer and founding member of the English punk rock band The Stranglers, died on December 6th at his home in North Wales. He was 84. Shirley Eichard, the Canadian singer-songwriter whose song Something to Talk About earned Bonnie Raitt a Grammy, died on December 15th after a battle with cancer. She was 67. Martin Duffy, Primal Scream's keyboardist, died on December 18th from a head injury he sustained in a fall. He was 55. Terry Hall, the singer who fronted The Specials and co-wrote the Go-Go's hit Our Lips Are Sealed, died on December 18th. He was 63. Joseph Joe Mercer Marley, the musician's son of Grammy musician Stephen Marley and the grandson of reggae legend Bob Marley, was found dead on December 27th in Florida. He was 31. And Ian Tyson, the Canadian folk and country icon, died on December 29th at his Alberta ranch after many years of health problems. He was 89. We remember all these amazing artists who we lost in 2022. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for this In Memoriam article. The Filter will return in 2023 for daily music news, interviews, lists, and more. Thanks for listening.